USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden pivoted from domestic and foreign crises on Tuesday to tackle a more personal issue, expanding health care for veterans exposed to toxicants while serving abroad.
President Biden wants the United States to study whether burn pits in the war on terror caused veterans to develop cancer.
When our troops came home, too many of them were not the same. We don't know yet enough about the connection between burn pits and each of these diseases.
Biden telling an audience in North Texas he thinks it's possible the environmental exposure was similar to how soldiers in Vietnam got cancer from Agent Orange. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. intelligence chiefs branded Russia's Vladimir Putin an angry, isolated leader on Tuesday, saying he's frustrated over how the invasion of Ukraine is going so far. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Prices at the pumps are sky high, and experts say that trend will likely continue. As of late Tuesday night, AAA reported the national gas average rose to $4.17, up almost 11 cents in the last 24 hours. California saw prices hit $5.44 per gallon, while states in the middle of the country are seeing prices under $4. The Alexandria City Council in Virginia will no longer be considering a resolution to honor abortionists after the city's mayor pulled the item from the agenda for Tuesday's meeting. The Daily Wire reported the proclamation has been pulled from the agenda, which would have designated Thursday, March 10th, as Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. Alexandria's Catholic community immediately spoke out against the proposed proclamation. And San Francisco Animal Care and Control is warning of a possible distemper outbreak in the Bay Area. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The CDC is warning that COVID-19 will likely become a seasonal virus. The director told NBC News that people should probably get used to dealing with it every year, just like the flu. She also suggested keeping masks handy just in case infection rates begin to spike again. The CDC already said most people can stop wearing masks after the Omicron variant peaked in most states. While President Joe Biden banned Russian oil on Tuesday, businesses took a stand as well. Tim Berg reports on a burger giant that's pulling its business from Russia.
McDonald's is closing up shop in Russia. The fast food giant is temporarily shuttering 850 of its locations in Russia as the country continues its assault on Ukraine. McDonald's CEO wrote in a letter that the chain will continue to pay 62,000 Russian employees. Around 84% of McDonald's Russian locations are owned by the company. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A married California woman who allegedly claimed to have been abducted and beaten, but instead spent time with her boyfriend, is out on bail. 39-year-old Sherry Papini of Redding, California, was ordered held on a $120,000 bond Tuesday and will appear for a preliminary court hearing on March 25th. She's charged with making false statements to law enforcement officers and mail fraud. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.